Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Time. And each story could spark a memory for you that you can share with the people that you love. Hear The Appleseed every Thursday at noon, right here on the information and cultural beacon of the Four Corners, KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico.
Minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday morning, the 24th day of April, 2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM, and everywhere else on the planet, we're broadcasting all the time from our website at ksje.com. Also want to welcome our viewers this morning. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everybody. I'm so glad that you are with us this morning. Coming up, we're getting an update from Farmington Schools. Of course, graduations are coming up, but there's a lot more going on within the Farmington School District. We'll get an update in just a moment here on KSJE. Stay tuned for that. Then, of course, we'll check in with Ron Price later on this hour at 8:50 a.m. He has another lesson from Life in the Sandbox. It's all about how we treat each other. That's coming up today in just a few moments, so stay tuned for that as well. Next hour, of course, Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts. It is our long-playing classical music program here on KSJE, beginning after the news at 9:06, and that takes us to 10:30, and right on Four Corners, our local and regional author program, and host Del Cherie Gladden this week is speaking with author Daniel Burke about his newest book called Red Screen. You'll hear that interview today at 10:30 right here on KSJE as well. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on X, which used to be called Twitter, and on Instagram as well. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe to podcasts from KSJE, maybe discover a new program that you may have missed. They're available where you're probably already listening to podcasts. So check it out and subscribe and discover something new. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Wednesday morning, 50 degrees already. We're expecting a mostly sunny day today with a high of 75 this afternoon. Clear skies tonight with a low near 45. Then the winds will pick up on Thursday. Cooler weather as well with a high of 64 degrees tomorrow, 44 Thursday night. Partly sunny skies on Friday with a high of 62 and maybe a 70% chance of rain developing Friday night with a low of 43 and more chances for rain showers on Saturday with a high of 51 and a low of 39 before the sunshine returns on Sunday with a high near 60 degrees. I'll be back with my guests with more right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email Janelle.Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or du.edu/socialwork/Four Corners. I'm back in Studio A this morning with my guest, as I mentioned, from Farmington Schools. Superintendent Cody Deal is here with us this morning. Mr. Deal, welcome back to KSJE. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Thank you for being here. I'll talk about some other updates from the school district, and you brought some other guests with you, which we will introduce here momentarily. But, gosh, we're getting to the end of the school year, aren't we? Fast and furious here.
Yes. It's mind-boggling how fast it goes. I can't believe it. I mean, it feels like I was just here the other day. I always say that. But, yes, we are winding it down.
Right. Very good. Well, time flies when you're having fun, they say, right?
That's right.
So I know that's what you feel like when you're here. So I appreciate that. And a lot of stuff going on. Let's talk about some of the kudos and accolades to students at Farmington Schools. You have some state champions to talk about this morning.
Yeah. So our choir team, or not teams, our choir groups from Heights and Piedra Vista, big congratulations to them. The Troubadours from Heights Middle School won the state middle school choir competition. So that's impressive.
Right.
Yeah. And then Piedra Vista, the pipettes and the chamber choir won their contest, the treble choir contest and the chamber choir. So I learned yesterday, I guess it's a fun fact, that the first time a school has won both competitions in the same year.
How about that?
Yeah, so very impressive for Piedra Vista. Very proud.
Good. Right, congratulations. And also some other celebrations that are coming up as well. Let's talk about some of those as I show it on the screen here.
Yeah, so powerlifting is a new thing for the NMA in the last couple of years, and our girls from Piedra Vista did very well. We'll call it the powerlifting team, not the wrestling team, as you see on the on the screen there. But
right.
Yeah, we had a state champion in Haley Doyle, so that's really cool. And then we also had a bunch of other placers there, as you see. Rebecca Laird, Rachel Rodriguez, Landry Bales, Danica Wilson, and Aurora Gamboa. So congratulations to all of them.
Very true. Very true. Congrats. And History Day was another place where your students excelled.
Yeah, a lot of kids participate in History Day, and we have a team from Heights and Mesa View that have qualified for the national competition at the University of Maryland, and so we're proud of them as well.
Okay.
Good work.
Very good, indeed. Skills USA, that's another event that happens for schools from throughout the county, I believe. You had a team, of course, mm-hmm. representing Farmington Schools, FMS.
Yeah, so we've talked about our CTE programs a lot on the program. And yeah, if you remember, Milo McMahon was here a couple months ago. And these are opportunities for our students, especially in this county, to shine in areas that they may find after high school, you know. So we have a welding team who, congratulations to them. Wyatt Bugnell, David Becker, Rodrigo Lopez won gold in the welding fabrication, and they're headed to nationals in June. So, and Tucker Stoll from won a bronze competition in the auto division. So,
very cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. So,
and as you said, those students are learning skills that they may move right into careers.
Lifelong and well paying.
Right.
Yeah.
Very true. So
I was watching a program the other night about an underwater welder making $375,000 a year, which is very dangerous.
That's some superintendent money right there.
Yeah, I wish. I wish.
All right. Well, maybe we're in the wrong line of work, both of us.
Maybe.
Then. All right. Excellent. Well, congratulations to them. Junior chef competition. I want to ask you about that because it involves food and it caught my attention right away.
Yeah, you know, it's a cool event, and I'll make sure Marie Johnson invites you as a judge next year.
For sure. That is, there you go.
And I see that next weekend you're going to judge the salsa competition.
I will be
right?
A judge at the salsa competition over at Traeger's. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Just across the street.
Yeah, we had a second annual junior chef competition. Really cool deal, and I know they're trying to grow it to have competitions within each school and then bring in, but we had five teams compete from around the district, and Troy Longoria from Piedra Vista as an individual won the competition with his green chili spaghetti.
Green chili spaghetti.
Yeah,
okay.
It was an Italian theme with a New Mexico flair.
Sure.
So
well,
it was
that fits.
It was a good event. And then of course you see on the screen there some other schools. Farmington High School had a team. Mesa View Middle School. And then Tibbetts Middle School as well. But we want to shout out to a team from Heights. They won one category, but their recipe fits our healthy nutrition guidelines, and is actually going to be a menu item next year on our lunch menu. Hey, so, yeah.
How about that?
Really cool.
Congratulations. Very good. Well, that's
good
another,
stuff.
Another cool thing. And then we have some graduations coming up, which we'll bring into the conversation some of our other guests who are here this morning. And that brings me to introduce Rocky Torres, the principal from Farmington High School, and Bruce Hatch, the principal from Rocinante High School. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Busy time with the graduations coming up. We were talking about this before we came on the air a little bit about your students and staff staying focused here for the last few weeks of school, or at least trying to. Rocky Torres, you've got graduation plans, of course.
Yeah, busy time. Like you say, we get, you know, we're in the home stretch here. So we have our graduation is going to be on a Monday, which is something we've never really done. We've always been Tuesday, Thursday, but we made a shift. And so we're graduating Monday, and we're feeling that a little bit. But we're excited about it. It'll be a great event, as always. Looking to graduate something around 370 kiddos. So
right.
It should be a great celebration of those kids and their work over their time with FMS.
Big congratulations to them. Big milestone in their lives.
Absolutely.
And
hopefully the first of many.
Right. Yeah. Indeed. Again, at Hutchinson Stadium.
Hutchinson Stadium, 7 o'clock for us. Yep.
Okay. On Monday,
Monday the 13th
of May.
Yep.
All
right. And then PV's going to go the next day there, May 14th. They start at 7:30. So
okay.
Both those events over at the Hutch. And as always, it's a huge event for our community, so we look forward to celebrating our folks.
Very true, very true. And Rocinante, of course, will be indoors.
Absolutely, you know, we're not gonna risk the weather, but also much smaller population. We're looking, our graduation is going to be May 15th, so 3 weeks from today. It is going to be at 6 o'clock at the Civic Center here in Farmington. And show up early because it always fills up. It gets very packed in there. It's a great time. It's more of a party than anything else, and we really like to celebrate our kids. Looks like we're going to graduate 64, you know, students from Rocinante this year, and like Mr. Torres said, you know, hopefully this is the first of many milestones for them as they move on with their lives and move into the so-called real world. But you know, just a great time. You know, we're getting towards the end of the year, so everyone's starting to lag a little bit, but, you know, they can see the finish line. So it's nice for them.
Sure. And for your students specifically, I would say, because they have really strived, I think, to do well at Rocinante and to reach that milestone. I mean, it is more of a big celebration and party for them to see their accomplishments.
Well, and we really try to play it up. You know, you never know what you're going to get at our graduation. You know, last year we had a nice Metallica guitar solo and, you know, kids just wanting to show what they can do. We give them the opportunity. Anybody that's graduating can give a speech. You know, we don't do the valedictorian salutatorian thing, but I think this year we've got about six kids slated to give speeches, and there won't be a dry eye in the house. You know, you listen to their stories and the things they've had to overcome to get where they are. So it's nice. We're small, but we do, you know, for lack of a better term, we're doing God's work there, and we're really helping those kids.
Very true. Well, and it happens year after year. A lot of great stories with all of the graduates and from all of the schools, of course. But I think even with the other high schools in the area like Rocinante, it's really a great service to the community and to those students to be able to walk across that stage after some maybe trials and tribulations in their lives.
Absolutely.
So wonderful. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it very much. Mr. Deal, going back to you a little bit, the graduations, again, a big time. You are at all of them, I know, mm-hmm. whenever you can be, when your schedule allows, but you should be there at all of them this year, I think, right?
I will be.
Of course, nice to see all those seniors get their diplomas and get to walk across that stage, wherever the stage may be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think anybody realizes how hard of a job that these high school principals have. You know, the time commitment, high schools are a big thing, and whether it's athletics, all the things that we just saw on the screen, the competitions, and
right.
the amount of time that these guys spend with the community's kids versus their own. And I just want to thank them. And, you know, we obviously have two others that aren't here with us, Mr. Kelly Thur and Mr. Seth Martinez. And so the commitment that they make to get those kids across the stage, and not only just them, but our whole district, but high schools are a different different animal. And this is a big deal and big time of year. So thank you both for one being here, but for everything that you do to get those students across the stage. I was a high school principal for many years, and it's a fun time of year. It's a stressful time of year, and I know they're obsessed with trying to get those kids across the stage and making it happen, and very proud of them, all right. of them.
That's great. Very true. We should mention, too, with the San Juan College High School graduation, you mm-hmm. mentioned Seth Martinez. Their graduation date is Friday, May 10th. 6 p.m. here at San Juan College at our graduation plaza, and we mentioned the PV graduation is going to be on the following day after Farmington's at 7:30 p.m.
Yep.
May 14th over at Hutchinson Stadium as well.
Yeah, so. We like to do things differently at those two high schools, so you know, 7:30.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah.
We don't want to be the same, right?
Exactly. There you go, and and that works very well.
I give them a hard time regularly about it. So that's
okay. I understand. And you'll be doing your usual job of traffic control before each ceremony, Mr. Teal.
Yeah, right. We did a little bit of that last year at the Hutch, right?
Okay.
So,
but
a lot of people get there early.
I think is the advice.
Yes,
at both locations, whether you're coming to the Civic Center or to Hutchinson Stadium or even San Juan College, I would say.
Yeah, and thanks to the community, obviously, for coming out. And I used to tell my students all the time when they were graduating that this is really, yes, it is for you, but make the people in the stands proud. There's so many people that come and watch, and you know, give us an hour of your time to make the aunts, the uncles, the grandparents, and everybody that's coming to see you proud, and of course, especially your parents.
Very true. Very true. It's a great celebration. So nice to be able to join with the community and celebrate that each and every year. So principals, thank you for being here. We'll let you get out of here and get to school. If I know you have other stuff going on this morning, Rocky Torres and Bruce Hatch, thank you both very, very much, because we have another guest to bring into the conversation here. So as you two make your way out of the studio quietly,
that's
all right. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Take care. And we'll continue on with our conversation. Mr. Deal, I wanted to ask you just a bit about maybe this time of year budget-wise and things like that. I know that's probably something that you and your other staff at the district are working on with the state legislature and what you're getting from them. Real quick update.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about this last time in terms of you know, the unit value that we get from the Public Education Department, and our enrollment has dropped a little bit, so we see a decrease in the number of dollars that we get from the Public Education Department this year. And then, of course, with mandated increases, whether that be the 3% raise for our employees, our teachers, our staff, everybody who's employed by Farmington Schools, along with insurance costs that have increased. So we have a little work to do to balance that budget, but I'm confident in you know, all of the meetings that I've had with my cabinet, with the folks at the district office. I've challenged them to think differently, to use our resources differently, and try to have as little impact as possible on our schools and our students. So how do we balance that budget, yet maintain all of the high quality things that are happening in our schools.
Right. Very true. Well, thank you for the update. Appreciate that very much. And that brings us to our other guest who is here with us this morning, Kevin Bechner from Mesa View, assistant principal. Thank you for coming in and being here to talk about a unique program that is going on at Mesa View these days. And so talk to us a little bit about that program, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, good morning. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
We are starting a new framework structure that's going to change a lot of the ways we do things. This was originally thought around how can we get all students to want to be at school? That was the big question we were asking, because we know the athletes want to be there to play sports, the kids that are in band want to be there to play band, but there's a significant portion of our students that are there to go to class and then they go home, and they kind of sneak by us. So we thought, how can we get all kids wanting to come to school? So doing some research, read about a guy named Ron Clark, that this was his area of expertise, kind of read his book, followed what he was doing, and stumbled across this house system that he uses. A lot of people like to relate it to Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling's book. However, this has been something that has gone on for hundreds of years, far before Harry Potter was ever written. This was a strategy.
So she stole it from him, is what you're maybe telling us here.
Not from Ron Clark.
Oh, right.
He came after, but
oh, okay. The concept has been around for a long time.
The concept is European. It was used in Catholic schools hundreds of years ago of students that were orphaned, that didn't have families, didn't have that sense of belonging. So the schools would create these houses that shared these core values and shared a common purpose. And it really gave the kids what we like to call a crew and a cause. So we have been working hard. I want to give thanks to the community because they've generously helped us make ends meet financially so that we can get the tools necessary to do this. Every kid's going to get a t-shirt. Every kid's going to get a little swag bag on the first day of school. And our goal is for them to instantly feel like they belong at Mesa View on the first day of school.
How about that? And so talk to me about these houses. And these are four different houses that your students, I guess, will be, for lack of a better term, sorted into in August. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. The term is sorting. We use sorting. We just got done sorting our staff. Everybody at Mesa View will belong to a house.
Everybody.
Okay. All the way from the principal, custodians, people that visit, run the risk of being sorted into a house.
All right.
So if you come to Mesa View and visit me, you might be spinning the wheel.
Okay.
And getting a t-shirt. And then when you come, you can wear your t-shirt and belong to the house.
All right. Which house are you?
I am of the house Amistad.
Okay.
We are the house of friendship. We have hand signals and chants that we do. Students through the house system, we promote good social etiquette. We teach them how to make eye contact when they talk to each other, how to have a firm handshake. It is my dream next year that we'll be competing in what is called the Amazing Handshake. And it's just a competition where kids will go to each station and they will practice interview techniques. They will practice handshakes. They will practice all these social etiquettes. So that's a big part of the house, is we all belong and we're all polite to each other and we all uplift each other.
I see.
And so Amistad is friendship.
Okay.
Solavere is the house of uplifting. They are all about uplifting everyone around them. Revere is the original house of Ron Clark. It is the house of dreamers. And Isabindi is the house of courage. They all have their own ethnicity and background that the students will learn come fall, where we will teach them all their hand signals, their chants, where the history of the house comes from. And what's interesting to note also, because we chose these four houses, these houses are houses at other schools across the world. I hear stories when I attend some of the conferences of students wearing their shirts in an airport in college and coming across another student wearing that same shirt coming from the other side of the country, and they even have something in common. So
very cool. And again, the idea is to make these students feel part of something bigger, some camaraderie, I think, and maybe some instant connections with each other. Is that kind of part of this?
Absolutely. So part of our strategic plan is to make sure that we acknowledge when a school does well, like we've been doing this morning, and to acknowledge what individuals do well. So one of the pieces that I'm most excited about this is the technology that we're going to be using. I have empowered teachers to be able to recognize students immediately in the classroom for positive behaviors. We all know when the principal calls, your heart beats a little bit faster and you're wondering what's up. And my goal is to change that. Teachers will have an app on their phone where when a student does something well, like good character, academic excellence, school spirit, and even effort, they will be able to choose that kid on their phone, award a certain amount of points to them, and write a little bit about what they did in a text box. Two things will happen after that. They will hit submit, and that notification goes directly to their parents. So we'll have that family communication instantly from the classroom to the parents in real time. The second thing that happens is those points will go down into the commons where we have a giant leaderboard. The student's picture will show up under their house that they were just awarded 1 point, and then the house itself will receive that 1 point. We have plans to incentivize it, tie things to it to encourage kids to earn more points so that their house is in the lead. That healthy competition is what we'll try to nurture next year.
Gotcha. Very cool. Mr. Deal, let me ask you for your thoughts about this innovative sounding program for Mesa View.
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about this with Mr. Beckner, Mesa View, and we're really excited. You know, the Public Education Department had us fill out surveys, community staff, students filled out surveys at the mid-year this year. And one thing that we recognize in Farmington schools is that we have a significant number of students that don't feel like they belong, you know, that there's not a sense of belonging. You see all of the things that we celebrate and that we recognize, whether it's athletics or academic competitions.
Sure.
But there is a group of students who, like Mr. Beckner said, slip, away from that recognition or belonging. And so what they're doing there at Mesa View is bringing everybody together, and I'm just excited to watch it happen.
Is this something you think could move to other schools in the district, depending on how it does at Mesa View?
Well, you know, one of the things that we've always done in schools is that we've said, you're going to do this, or, you know, this is a district-wide initiative. So we're allowing Mesa View to explore this idea, and if it's successful, which I have no doubt it's going to be, we want other schools to say, let's go check that out. Let's see how that works. And then if they want to, then they can.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would love to see it grow.
Gotcha. Mr. Beckner, what about you? If other schools call and other principal calls and says, what are you doing over there? Will you share with us? Are you excited to be able to maybe see this spread through the district a little bit?
Absolutely. I follow a lot of RCA schools throughout the country, and I do know that it does become contagious, and I am more than willing to help other schools get it off the ground, to collaborate, to get all kids. First and foremost, next year I'm gonna do everything I can to get all kids feel like they belong at Mesa View. Everybody knows who they are, what their passions are, and create this positive sense of community. And the sky's the limit after that. It can be, right now we sit at a good school. We have a good population to do this. We're not too big. We're not too small. We're at the optimal grade levels for this. Preteens that are trying to figure out who they are, what they want to do, and they crave that attention, and they crave something to belong in, whether it's negative or positive. And so the school is really pushing hard to give them positive crew and a cause.
Sure.
But to answer your question, absolutely, any school that wants to get this off the ground, I'd be more than happy to assist.
Very good. And for those of us who don't know, remind us how many students you have at Mesa View?
We're sitting at 450 next year.
All right. That's a pretty solid number.
Yes.
So
there'll be about 110, 15 kids, give or take, in each house, which is an optimal size for a house, because we will have house meetings. One of the other exciting parts that I'm happy is going to take place that is difficult to do in a traditional school setting is grow student leadership. So a lot of these houses, once they're off the ground with staff, we will be having student leadership elections for each house, and the house meetings themselves are ran by the kids. The kids will start the meetings, they'll do the chants, they'll do their cultural stuff, and then they will run the agenda. The adults will be there just facilitating it. So I'm excited to grow our student leadership. That has a lot of, I won't get into the positive parts of that, but it will strengthen our student body and their voice.
Very cool. I just questioning a little bit about if a student is in a house and maybe thinks that that's not a good fit, is there any kind of a a change or an appeal? I know in the movies you're kind of in the house that you're sorted into, and so is that kind of how it works, or what's the rule?
That is a very popular question.
Is it now?
That is a very popular question. So even though Amistad, for example, is the house of friendship, people like to relate, I'm very friendly, so I should be in Amistad.
Right.
But, however, the house chooses the students. So they will spin a wheel one time in their entire life, and the house that they land on will be the house that they belong to. So we talk to them about, you know, everybody can embrace these values. They're important in your life regardless.
That's
whether,
very true.
Whether you're excellent at friendship, maybe that's an area that you can grow in. This ensures for me and the school that I get an appropriate mix of all cultures, all ethnicities, all genders mixed into each house appropriately so that the houses are not unequal.
Right. So diversity, which that's great.
Diversity.
Very good. Thank you for being here to share this with us, and good luck. It Thank sounds you. Exciting. I hope you'll come back and let us know how it's going next year.
Absolutely.
Very, very good. Appreciate it very much. Mr. Deal, I want to come back to you about a couple of other things to discuss before we run out of time this morning. One of the issues is some new armed campus safety monitors, and that's relatively new to the district, of course. Tell us about that.
So I want to say one more thing about Mesa View before we move on. You know, I went to Mesa View at the start of the school year, and they have a room there, and every picture or every student's picture is in this room, and the administration there and the faculty, the staff have challenged each other to recognize each one of those students and something positive and how they contribute to the school. And this was the start of these conversations. And when there's not a sticky note next to a student, you know, when we talk about sense of belonging, they've done a really nice job of including all their students.
Nice.
So thank you to them. And I'm super proud of what they're doing. So, but I just wanted to throw that in before we get into the other business.
All right.
Thank you for what they're doing.
Sure. Very good.
So armed campus safety monitors. We've hired our first in at Piedra Vista High School. So we have campus safety monitors across our district. But I want to thank our collaboration with the Farmington Police Department, along with the school board, recognizing that. You know, the police force is down in terms of, you know, they we have a great partnership, and they used to give us SROs, school resource officers.
That's right.
We had 6-7, and, you know, due to staffing issues that they have, we needed to find a better solution or to support them, and they support us. So in partnership with the Farmington Police Department, yes, we are adding armed campus safety monitors to our campuses.
Got you. So these are not police officers per se, they are
so
somewhat different.
Yeah, and I'd like to bring Dale Bodie here to get into the details of it. And I think maybe way back when we started this, we talked about it a little bit. But yes, they are certified, commissioned. So there is a little gray area. There is a partnership. They will have police power.
Okay.
In terms of, but they're ours.
Yes.
You know, so they cross the line both ways a little bit.
Employees of the district?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Got you. And again, this is starting at PV. Do you think this will be put into place at other schools in the district in the future?
So the goal is that we have campus safety monitors at all of our secondary schools. So the goal is to have an armed campus safety monitor at all of our secondary schools. And then hopefully we get to the point where we can even trickle it down to our elementary schools.
And for the community, just wondering, was there anything that precipitated this decision to put an armed security monitor on a campus? Or is this just kind of where things are heading?
It's kind of where things are heading. I mean, obviously, you know, we watch the news and we see what happens in schools, and safety is one of our highest priorities. And going back to the partnership with Farmington Police Department, and we value that partnership, and but with the change in staffing, some of the retirement rules and laws that the police department have, this was a way for us to continue having that presence in our schools.
Right. Understood. Thank you very much for sharing that.
Yeah.
And then a U Matter event that's coming up for your U Matter students.
So actually, it was Monday night. We had the U Matter banquet, and I just wanted thank San Juan Safe Communities, Greg Allen, Miss Vicki Campbell, who they had 21 students from across the county that are part of this program, and they go to our schools and deliver messages around healthy habits, bullying, drug and alcohol free, sense of belonging that we talked about. And I just wanted to highlight that, you know, I was at the banquet on Monday night, and the stories that these students tell, just want to say thank you to once again to San Juan Safe Communities and Greg Allen and Vicki Campbell for bringing these students into our schools to talk to our young kids, our young students at the elementary and middle school levels about these things. So good stuff.
Very true. And to wrap up, I guess a big thank you to your teachers and staff at the end of the school year here.
Yeah, so I know I've challenged the people at the district office to do things differently, to move the needle in terms of student outcomes, student proficiencies. Our administrators with our high reliability schools model and the way that we track that, and the way we've asked teachers to track student proficiency, the way we've asked students to track their own proficiency. It's hard work. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to our community, to our schools, our teachers, the staff that support our students, custodians, to the people who feed our kids, social emotional supports, our nurses, counselors. I know I'm leaving people out, our bus drivers. Just thank you for what you do as we wind up a school year. And it's a lot of hard work. And the commitment that you have to Farmington schools and our students is much appreciated.
There you go. Very good. Good time to say it at the end of the school year. So appreciate it very much. Mr. Deal, thank you for being here. We'll see you maybe in May before you go on a little break for the summer, from me at least.
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
Will that work?
All right. We'll give it a whirl.
All right. We'll check calendars and make it happen. Thank you very much. Cody Deal and the rest of our guests from Farmington Municipal Schools with me this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.